Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Come from the cities and they come from the small towns. Beat up cars with the tires and drummers go crack, boom, bam.
That's John Mellencamp bringing us back a little... of Heartland Music, 17 till the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my two books, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com, and the new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, is thethirdingredient.com. Christian Ferry is our guest, our new friend, president, CEO of Blockstar. Is that block-star.com, Christian?
Yeah.
That's the way.
Correct,
block-star.com, folks. Check it out. Christian, tell us what, in your work as a CEO of Blockstar, you're a holding company. Tell us what you're doing. Are you, you're investing in blockchain opportunities? Is that what you're doing?
Yeah, correct. So we have a, it's a holding company that focuses on blockchain. And so we advise companies on the technology, on the use cases and integrations of it. Within legacy systems or new systems, we're trying to explain what some of the benefits and the opportunities the new technology brings, and also what blockchain is not, because there's oftentimes a big misconception of what this can do or mm-hmm. can't do. So we try to kind of bring reality into the room, boardrooms, so, you know, small to Fortune 500 companies.
Right.
And kind of educate and help them kind of think through that process.
What is block? When you say what blockchain is not, what would be an example that you would use?
Well, blockchain is a trust maker that because of that allows a lot of efficiencies to come out of it. So it's mm-hmm. basically a way to reduce cost mm-hmm. and increase productivity.
But it is not. It is not what.
It's not this Pangea solve at all type of situation.
Right.
I mean, we have companies saying we're going to use blockchain to cure all sorts of diseases.
I saw a graphic one time that said blockchain of everything, like
exactly.
blockchain of things, it's like Internet of Things. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're not going to use block. You're not going to use blockchain. You're not going to use blockchain to buy a hamburger.
Right. So to make coffee, right? And
right,
yeah. Jim, to your point, it's just like 1995, where every company back then used to just add a .com,
right.
And it was a cool, high company
That's
out
exactly
there.
Exactly right.
So we're seeing the same thing right now. So it's very important to talk to experts out there that kind of give a real sense of what the technology can and can't do. Sometimes, you know, you don't want to end up, you know, doing all a bunch of work and end up having a technology that really can deliver on the promise.
So, right. What industries do you see are going to be disrupted the earliest, where blockchain is going to disrupt them the earliest? What industries?
Yeah. Yeah, I think from a vertical standpoint, we see real estate to be a prime example, just because there's a lot of middlemen in, you know, when you buy or sell
right.
properties, right? You think about title companies, you think
right.
about, you know, notaries, you think about attorneys, right? So there's a lot of inefficiencies, you call it, and again, part of my word, I'm not saying that these middlemen are, you know, the inefficiency here, but the process can be faster and less expensive if we use a technology like blockchain. And, you know, in the short term, you know, it might not necessarily replace the full value chain. So there might still be need for title company, for example, to serve certain needs or services, but the point of blockchain is just trying to make the process faster, more efficient, and less expensive.
Mm-hmm. All right. What about the auditing industry? Could blockchain have an impact on the accounting and auditing?
Yeah. Well, it's funny that you mentioned. Back in my days, I used to work for PricewaterhouseCoopers. In the consulting space, and obviously it's a big firm and they do auditing. I do think there's an opportunity for disruptions there too, and I know that the Big Four and audit firms are looking at blockchain as an opportunity as well as a threat.
It's both for them, isn't it?
Yeah.
Just like banks, it's a threat and an opportunity for them, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, you know, you have banks like Goldman Sachs and UBS. They start setting up their cryptocurrency desks, start playing with it. Goldman Sachs owns Circle, that is a company in the blockchain space that owns Poloniex, one of the biggest exchanges. But you also have banks like, you know, Bank of America. You have Jamie Dimon and J.P. Morgan. They clearly stated that blockchain is a threat to their business. So I think we're going to see a lot more adoptions going forward. Right now, I think people are just trying to kind of figure out what this thing is, you know, and how to experiment and work with it.
When I talk to people about blockchain, I try to very quickly use the term blockchain-type technology. And by that, I mean, I think we're going to see variations on this theme over the next 10 years, where maybe in 20 years, we won't even call the technology we use blockchain. That will be a relic term. So I think it helped. What do you think about my idea of blockchain type technology?
Yeah, no, I think you're absolutely right. And to your point, I think you know, blockchain is already, I would say, passé in the business, right?
Mm-hmm.
For people that have been in for a long time, like myself, 5 years, you know, blockchain is old.
Mm-hmm.
Now we have like a new type of blockchains. We have something called side chains. So instead of having one chain, you have multiple chains.
Right.
They can talk to each other. They're interoperable,
mm-hmm.
right? Project like one chain, for example, is a prime example of that.
When we come back,
on top of that,
I need to take a break, Christian. Give us your website, please, again.
Okay. Block-star.com.
All right. So check it out, folks. When we come back, I want to talk about blockchain as the future of trust. After the break with Christian, Christian Ferry, ladies and gentlemen. He and I will be right back. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.